You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Samaritans Aotearoa New Zealand is an organization that allows people to speak to empathetic volunteers who can help them deal with emotional and practical issues they are experiencing. In the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle, many people have called in with various issues and been given an empathetic ear by the Samaritans. I spoke to Tony Robinson, chairman of Samaritans Aotearoa New Zealand, to find out more about the organization. Firstly, I asked him about the mission of Samaritans Aotearoa New Zealand.
What is the mission? Well, we're a crisis helpline, so our mission is to help people in distress, help people with mental anxiety, people who want to unburden themselves of their problems, and by speaking through the problems in a patient way, because we are a total listening organization, make them feel better and that they're able to face the future with some strategies.
Some certainty, you could say.
Yeah, certainly could. So we get a certain amount of feedback about the calls that we take, and we're told consistently that a good 70% of people who ring in feel immediately that they are feeling better and it's been constructive and helpful.
What are the main concerns for those affected by Cyclone Gabrielle?
What are the main concerns? Well, I can speak with some authority there. In that last week, I was in Hawke's Bay for 3 days because I have two families, my two grandsons and their separate families, who have been living in the waters of Napier, and also lots of friends. So speaking to a number of people there last week, the concerns and your question is huge. So it's just after 4 weeks since Cyclone Gabrielle hit on Valentine's Day. And New Zealand being what it is, with wonderfully generous people, we've had armies of volunteers and huge efforts and heroism, etc. These wonderful people are naturally having to return to their own families and jobs. And as a result, those that have been awfully affected are more and more on their own now. And so the reality is kicking in even worse because there's so much still to do. Well, the communication with their local councils and is also a big issue. So they're feeling alone. And so their isolation and sense of absolute frustration of what to do next, not only with the mess of their houses, the insurance, where they're going to live in the future, and their absolute tiredness. People are just absolutely exhausted, you know, and autumn's kicking in now. So there's huge uncertainty and worry about the future, and that now they feel a lot more on their own. Now these wonderful volunteers have worked for weeks and moving on with their own lives. So it's a very, very difficult situation for at least five rural areas in Hawke's Bay that we know about. But of course, then we've got Gisborne, Wairoa, Coromandel. It's not just the Hawke's Bay. Local government and central government have got some huge decisions to make in the future.
So I'm guessing the Samaritans have been also helping people affected by Cyclone Gabrielle?
Well, yes, we have a particular role. So our role, people ring in. We try and advertise our number as much as possible. And people ring in when they are really upset and they want to talk about their problems. So we're a listening organization. So we are unique in the sense that there is no criteria for ringing in. We can list, there's no length of call. We listen very patiently. So a lot of people ring back. There's no naming, shaming, or blaming. We're not religious or anything like that. And so it's really, I guess, using a cliche, a problem halved is a problem shared. And it's like a cathartic release, getting a lot of stuff out. We're like the ambulance well in front of the cliff in the sense that people ring early on once they've got a problem. And hopefully we're able to help before the problem accelerates to a really dangerous issue later on, as it can do, as we all know.
Samaritans have been helping Kiwis deal with other issues over the past 56 years. Can you talk a bit about the history of the organization?
Yes, I can. We started in 1966 and so have been working under the crypt in the cathedral near Parliament all that time. So we're very grateful to have those facilities down below. And so, yeah, we have been dealing with and helping people with a range of issues for over 60 years now. So it's a small organization, but it's an amazing organization that punches well above its weight.
How does one become a Samaritan?
Well, there's lots of training involved. So you ring in and all the particulars are taken and you become part of these training courses. The Samaritans are very well trained over a number of weeks. And then once they graduate from this training course, they're given mentors and there are buddy groups and there's a lot of professional development, listening to guest speakers and things through the year. So it's important to have well-trained people because some of these, well, all concerns are important and you need to have training to be able to give full consideration to what's going on.
Lastly, what can your average Kiwi do to be a good neighbour towards those affected by Cyclone Gabrielle?
Well, I would say that in evidence already in the 4 weeks that countless New Zealanders have been good Kiwis by getting out there on the ground and helping, particularly in those areas they can. Now, I'm in Wellington. I'm a member of Rotary, so I can only speak from our Rotary Club that has been giving monies over the last month and matching that within our club funds to send to Rotary International to give directly to Hawke's Bay and this particular area. So if you can't get on the ground and help financially to give, to donate, and I know that there's a lot of that going on in New Zealand, and just using the general theme of being a good neighbour and a big good community person, because climate change isn't going to go away and this is going to become a big issue in the future, as no doubt a number of people will need to be rehoused and, yeah, a lot of monies will need to be spent around safe housing and helping people in these areas.
That was Tony Robinson, Chairman of Samaritans Aotearoa New Zealand. If you or a loved one needs someone to talk to about any problems, please call them on 0800 72 66 66.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.